When I left my house, it was minus 1 degree. When I received the warmth of the inside of the station, I looked at the temperature outside. When I got here, it was 2 above. Right now, it is 0 at the radio station, so I'm figuring it's like 3 below at my house. Let's bring in the man who has brought the chill along with the cough, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I can't get rid of the cough. I mean, I constantly have cough drops in my mouth, but and doing nasal sprays and tea with honey and all of this stuff, and I just haven't gotten rid of it yet. It's gotten a little bit better, but haven't gotten rid of it. Let me tell you, Marshall, it was so cold this morning.
How cold was it, Pat?
That even the kids in the mall were pulling their pants up.
That's right.
Okay. Like enough of the whole how cold jokes. Sunny to partly cloudy, mid-teens today. Partly cloudy, 5 below to 5 above tonight. Cloudy, a chance of a snow shower on Friday, 15 to 20. We have a little bit of snow coming in on Saturday afternoon. Low 20s, under an inch for most of us. Sunday will be sunny with icy winds in the teens. New Year's Eve will be clear and icy cold. 0 to 5 below for New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, sunny, but only near 15. I don't see, by the way, a week from now, I still don't see temperatures above 30 degrees through next Thursday.
And well, the good thing about that, normally when you have this bitter cold weather, you don't normally get big snowstorms with bitter cold weather.
And you're not. I mean, just this little clipper coming by on Saturday. And, you know, all it will do is probably lay down a little bit of a dusting or covering for us. That is about it. The interesting thing is how the European model, and I still, I just scratch my head. How modeling can actually be so, so different from one model to the next. And this is what I will tell you. I am calling it up right now as we speak so that I could actually... Okay. The computer modeling from the Euro for next Wednesday night shows a low-pressure system well east of Cape Hatteras. So when I first saw that, I said, okay, fine, it looks like it's well offshore. Then what the Euro does is take that low and bring it to Nova Scotia Thursday. But as it does so, it elongates the storm and forms another storm over New England. And the result is, according to the Euro for next Thursday, heavy snow. Did any of the other models do it? The answer?
No.
Not even the Canadian. So, I think it's interesting. I will look at it. I will follow it. But remember, over last weekend, the Euro for tomorrow and Saturday, that was a week out, was forecasting 3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Now we're talking a dusting. So, again, I will tell you what I said at the beginning of the season. The models are just not consistent. They're flip-flopping. And neither one has the credibility to say, yeah, I'm definitely going with this one. Although the Canadian has been right, it is also has been wrong. So we'll see what happens. By the way, the Canadian gives everybody a little bit more than a dusting for Saturday. So we'll see what happens. That's why I said an inch or less, or under an inch, because I really don't think it's going to be too much more. It's going to be so cold, and the snow's going to be so fluffy that it should really, really not amount to much, and also the air's so dry. So a lot of the snow could evaporate before reaching the ground, and that will take up some of the moisture. So those are the things I had to consider, but I hope you're not going anywhere today, Marshall, because in spite of the cold, the wind is going to kick up again today.
No, what happened yesterday is, so we're installing a new on-air computer, and that took a little while longer, but what happened yesterday is a business's biggest nightmare. The computer, which controls all our scheduling for our traffic, which is our commercials, lost every piece of data it had for billing.
Are you kidding?
Yes, except for a few clients. Every backup, it's all, every backup is missing from December of 2015 to yesterday. Every backup.
Why?
We don't know why. We don't know why. Windows.
The backup wasn't on that computer, obviously.
We have, this is the sad thing about it. We have three backups: a backup on that computer, a backup on a thumb drive, and also a backup to a server. But of course, they're all connected to the computer, and everything is missing. So we're bringing in Lloyd Wallingford today, who's a computer guy who's very good with Windows, to see, because the true fact is nothing is ever permanently deleted from a computer,
right?
If you can find it, if you can find it. So
right. We're
bringing him in today to see if we can find where we just need one backup file. That's all, just one. If we can find one of those backup files for recently, we'll be all right. If not, we have to totally reconstruct everything, and we have over 480 clients. Oh my God is right. I did not sleep well last night, I can tell you that.
I don't blame you. Oh my goodness. Yep. Again, computers are a great help, but they could also be a great hindrance.
Anyways, we'll see what happens.
But what about the thumb drive? That should not have been affected.
Yeah, it was still connected to the computer. Something weird happened.
So you didn't have it at a... If you had the thumb drive out of the computer, that would have been safe.
Yeah.
See, because what we do here with QuickBooks and all of that stuff, everything is backed up to a thumb drive, but that thumb drive gets taken out and gets marked every time it's updated and gets put into a drawer. And whenever I have to go over to the accountants, I take that with me, and they just put it into their system and automatically update their version of QuickBooks to my account, and vice versa. And when they do all their reorganizing and everything like that, they put it back on the thumb drive, and it comes back here, gets installed, and it gets taken out and put in a drawer. I think you have to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, you know, we had, like I said, we had that. We had server backup, our own internal server. And everything else on the internal server is okay. So we figure that there was an update that came by from Windows 10, because we got three updates in the past couple of days.
Right.
It changed the screen background. It dropped off Go to My PC, and we think it affected our program, our radio log program, which was left open, where somehow it caused a command to delete.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good luck today, boy.
Well, it's up to Lloyd. If Lloyd can find, we just need to find one file. That's it, one file. And if we can find the one, the latest backup, we did a backup 2 days ago, right before Windows did its thing. If we can find that, we'll be okay. If not, it's a lot of work for three people.
You can't do a restore, huh?
The restore is not allowing us to go back to that date. The Windows restore is not allowing us to go back to that date. It says it's there. It says you can restore to it, but it's not allowing us to do it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun and games. Fun and games in business.
Well, good luck to you.
That's right. Good luck. Good luck.
That's all I can say.
Good luck to our salespeople and Maddie, because if we can't find it, they have got to reconstruct everything.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. See, they should have a copy of all that stuff, too.
Well, we figured that we had three different backups, and we figured that...
that should be enough.
Yeah, that's what we figured. Obviously, no.
Obviously not. Well, next time you should learn your lesson now. Put it on the thumb drive, but take that thumb drive out of the computer and put it in a safe place.
I'll tell you what I like to do with that thumb
drive. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. But in the meantime, that's good.
I like to store it where the sun don't shine.
Shine, right. Well, at least you will be outside in the icy winds and cold today. You'll be inside watching Lloyd, seeing what he does. Tell him if he needs help to call London.
Try. We'll do that. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Stay warm. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.